At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for information about what is happening in Butler County. This podcast is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for the Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook at Armstrong The Butler Buzz.
Hi, and welcome to The Butler Buzz. I'm your host, Kate Stutz, and I'm sitting here with Mary Susan. She is the president of Don't Stop Dreamin'. Mary Susan, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So I heard about your Don't Stop Dreaming organization through the Quality of Life Services. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do?
Sure. Don't Stop Dreaming is a 501c3 nonprofit that is affiliated with Quality Life Services. So for viewers that may not be familiar with Quality Life Services, we are a post-acute healthcare company with headquartered in Butler County, but have locations throughout Western Pennsylvania. So we offer skilled nursing care, personal care, home health, hospice. Don't Stop Dreaming, however, the nonprofit arm fulfills the dreams of residents and patients of Quality Life Services.
Okay, wow. So that is wonderful that you are able to, provide these patients with something that they have always wanted to do throughout their life.
That's correct. So sometimes they are long-term dreams, maybe something that they have long wanted to do, but never were able to for whatever reason. In some cases, it's something that they have just thought of that they would like, or something that they need, some sort of item that maybe that they need. So some of them are kind of short-term, some of them might be more long-term goals or dreams.
Can you tell us how you came up with this idea and how long you've been doing it?
Sure. So it was back in 2005 that Don't Stop Dreamin' began as an internal program for Quality Life Services. And at that time, we were really on a shoestring budget. We had bake sales and car washes just to raise a little bit of money. And then we would fulfill a resident dream, which is that little bit of money. And then we'd have some sort of other fundraiser. Originally thought of the idea really kind of mirrored a little bit after Make-A-Wish, which obviously, as we all know, is for ill children. And I thought, there's something really to that and how special and meaningful that is. And there must be a way that we can utilize that same type of concept, but do it for nursing home and personal care home residents. So Don't Stop Dreaming was born, and that was 2005. So here we are in 2021 and have really grown quite considerably.
Oh, great. Can you give us some examples of some of the dreams that you have fulfilled so far?
Sure. So we have done probably over 300 dreams since our inception.
That's great.
Some of them are what we would consider to be smaller, more simplistic dreams. And that could be somebody wants use of an iPad or a laptop or a television just for companionship or to FaceTime with family or friends, or obviously the TV just for, to watch shows of their choice. So those would be kind of smaller dreams. Then we've done a lot of larger dreams, if you will. We have taken a resident deep sea fishing in Florida. We have gone to concerts with the Rolling Stones, Jackson Browne, Michael Bublé. We do a lot of trips for women that just want to do a day at the spa, a day of shopping. A lot of folks, their dreams revolve around just doing things with family. They want to go out to dinner, just want to go back to a childhood home and visit it again. It's been across the board. We have done just an assortment of different dreams.
Wow, that sounds like you have like a really big variety of things that you give to people as a gift. That's wonderful. So I would like to ask, like, how can we help you deliver some of these dreams to some of your patients?
We're always looking for folks to volunteer with us. And when I say volunteer, it could be in time, it could be in talent, it could be in monetary resources, if that's how they want to support us. We have a few different signature events every year, fundraisers. We have a golf outing over the summer. We do a comedy show around Valentine's Day every year. So we're always looking for folks to support us through those signature events. If somebody has a talent, whether maybe it's a musical talent, some sort of craft or art type of talent that they would want to offer their services to Don't Stop Dreaming, we're always looking for people to partner that way. And then we have folks who just choose to support us in a monetary way. They just want to provide us funds because we are a nonprofit, with funds that we can use to directly then fulfill resident dreams.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. So can you tell us how we can get in touch with you if we wanted to be able to volunteer or donate some monies?
So you can find us on social media, certainly. So it's always great to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. You can see a lot of our dreams. We're very active on social media. So it's Don't Stop Dreaming, of course, on either Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And then our website is a great way to learn more about us and to also be able to reach out to us. And that's don'tstopdreamin.org. There is no G at the end of dreaming. So it's just an I-N at the end.org. And you can see pictures and videos from dreams. You can see our dream application. It talks a little bit more about ways you can support us. So our website's really a wealth of information.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back with our next guest.
The world could always use a little more kindness, a bit of patience, some understanding. In complicated or stressful times, great customer service can go a long way. Here's to all of those who make sacrifices for the greater good.
Thank you for calling Armstrong. My name is Christina.
My daughter happens to be one of them.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm sitting here with Stephanie Marshall with the Girl Scouts of Western Pennsylvania. Stephanie, how are you doing?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. And I'm super excited to talk with you because I am myself a Girl Scout alumni. My sister and I did that when we first moved out here, and it very quickly made us some friends, as well as we were city girls. So we came out here and we learned about trails, and we learned about how to find little clovers and, you know, all the things that you can do outside for sustainable living. And it was so interesting for us. So I'm so glad to see that this is going on for young girls and young women in our area now. So thank you for, you know, promoting that for everybody. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now?
So right now we are working on introducing Girl Scouts to girls who are entering kindergarten this coming fall. So we don't typically open Girl Scouting up to girls unless they're in kindergarten, but we are really excited to have this option this year, considering where our world has been and everything that's been going on, and how children in that age group maybe haven't had the same experiences that they normally would have coming up to their first year in kindergarten. So we're just really excited to be able to welcome these girls into our organization. And just like you said, have the opportunity to make friends before they get where they're going, right? So they'll know people before they get to that classroom, hopefully make them feel a little more comfortable, a little more confident, which is what Girl Scouts is all about. So we're just really looking forward to that. And these girls will also be able to, as well as all the other Girl Scouts in our organization, be able to come out and experience Girl Scout camp. So out in the Butler area, we have Camp Red Wing, which has been a Girl Scout camp for almost 100 years. We're getting ready to celebrate the centennial. So we have a day camp out there. We also have three other beautiful, beautiful camp properties throughout Western Pennsylvania, where we offer resident camping, troop camping, and so much of what you said, the sustainable living and how to experience the outdoors in a way that honors the outdoors and keeps them natural. And leave no trace principles and stuff like that. So we're just really excited to be moving into more in-person activities to get girls together again in safe ways, following all the guidelines, of course. So yeah, I'm sure you can tell I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm excited too. I mean, I think that sounds wonderful. And, you know, personally speaking, I don't think you can start that soon enough. And, you know, when we moved out here, it was kind of like, you know, we're in nature for the first time. And, you know, you put us in the woods and we're like, what do we do? So, you know, you need that guiding hand of girls that have experience, people that you feel safe with, that you feel comfortable asking questions. The Girl Scouts were always so approachable. They mm-hmm. made it very easy to find answers. So I thought that that was so important. and also the relationship building is just so, it's so valuable.
And, yes. And you hit the nail on the head with the guiding hand too. You know, our volunteers are the absolute cornerstone of what we're able to do at Girl Scouts. And the mentorship that you get from that relationship from a young age. I was also a Girl Scout alum. My troop leader was a friend's mom. And she, you know, I grew up thinking she was the strongest woman I've ever known. And she taught me how to backpack and she taught me how to manage my own money. So all these great life skills that, you know, we're not always sure how exactly kids are taking it in the classroom, but with Girl Scouts, you have the activity based with the learning, and those two coupled together with that all-girl environment where exactly what you said, you have the comfort to be able to raise your hand and ask a question because you know that you're in that place where everybody has the same values, right? They're going to respect you. And we have our Girl Scout promise and our Girl Scout law. And it just really speaks to the culture that we create for girls.
Right, right. It is a very warm, welcoming environment. And I would encourage everybody to look into this for, you know, their little girls in their lives. So Stephanie, can you tell us where we can go to learn more about the Girl Scouts and hopefully sign our little girls up for it?
Yes. So if you are all ready to go, you can go to gswpa.org/exclusive. And you can see our exclusive offer right now. Your girl can join right away, get all these benefits, all these amazing experiences we're talking about for just $35, which is a 30% discount off of our normal membership rate. And she'll be a member for another like year and a half, like till next September. So it's our best offer and it's a great experience. $35 for, you know, 18 months of getting outdoors, of learning about, you know, entrepreneurship and other life skills and, you know, making friends. It's just, when you really come down to it, what are parents worried about? Making sure that their kid has some good friends. So we're really excited to welcome girls into Girl Scouting for this coming year.
Wonderful. So Stephanie, before we go, is there a phone number that we can call?
Absolutely. We are at 1-800-248-3355 and our brilliant customer care team and membership specialists will get you'll get a hold of them and they can help guide you through the process.
Wonderful. That sounds really easy, really doable. I'm really happy for you guys. And thank you so much for being on the show with us and letting us know about the Girl Scouts.
Thank you so much for your support.
At Armstrong, our employees take great pride in supporting the community. Here is a historic landmark that makes our hometown special. McConnell's Mill State Park encompasses over 2,000 acres of the spectacular Slippery Rock Creek Gorge. Scenic overlooks and waterfalls are popular natural attractions. Visitors can tour a grist mill and covered bridge built in the 1800s. Brought to you by the Armstrong Neighborhood Channel. Catch all your favorite local programming on Channel 100 or on YouTube.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm sitting here with John Reddick with Butler Fab Showcase. John, how are you doing?
Good, good, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So thank you so much for being on with us tonight to tell us about the Fab Showcase. Can you tell us how it got started and what it is?
Yeah, the Fab, it's called the Fine Arts and Beyond Showcase. It's sponsored by the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. Started actually 18 years ago. So almost a generation of students have gone through the process now.
Oh, wow.
Started with Dick Riddleman. Jane Riddleman, his wife, Eric Campbell, the art teacher, you know, he's the head of the art department at the high school now. And probably Dr. Fink, you know, was involved. Lisa Kinesny also. Back in the day, they came up with the idea and came up with the name, and it just, you know, all good ideas seem to catch on, and it just grew with momentum, and here we are, 18 wow. years later.
That's yeah. fantastic. I didn't know it was going on for that amount of time. That is yeah. that is great. So it's really yeah. grown exponentially since the yes. start of this all.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't involved in the very beginning, but I had been to some of the earlier shows, and attended, you know, the attendance has grown each year. This past 2 years, we've had to go virtual because of the pandemic. But 2 years before, when we had our last in-person FAB, we averaged more than 2,000 people on any one evening for the showcase. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's a great community event to have.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's our number one for the foundation. I'm president of the foundation this year, and it's our number one, has been our number one fundraiser throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, congratulations on becoming the president. Can you tell us what kind of events you would have that would showcase the art that the students were doing? Like, what do they come to present?
Yeah, well, the students prepare their artwork all year long. The art teachers have the FAB in mind from the very beginning. This year was difficult because of the schedule at the schools. You know, they were having virtual classes, then they would have classes at the school, and it was going back and forth. So I think the volume overall was less this year, but the quality was still there. But the categories remain the same. They have drawing, painting, photography, sculpture, and then a mixed media. So yeah, the five different categories that we typically have. And if you go on the virtual website on goldtornado.com, it's you can see that the quality is there. There, you know, there are some students who just rise above, and you wonder, boy, it's really fabulous. They have really great talent out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. I did notice that some of the pieces were very impressive and very well done. Mm-hmm. And also I thought where they made you question if that artist had been doing this for so long, being
right,
able to refine their craft so well.
Right. Right. And they're just students. I've had that experience in the past where I see a piece of art, you know, maybe it was the best to show, and then I'll ask Eric to introduce me to the person who did it. And I'm expecting this somebody who's older, you know, has been around for a long time. And then there's this young lady will step up, you know, and it's somebody who could be younger than my daughter, you know, and it just blows right. my mind that they have the talent that they do have.
Yeah. Right. It is. It's a gift. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, these young students that have this gift, this is such a wonderful resource for them to be able to not only display their talents and what they can bring to the table, but also to kind of be noticed.
Right, right.
So this is also kind of like getting your name out there and almost networking before you either decide to go to college or get yourself out in the workforce.
Yes.
So getting your name out there is really important for young artists. So mm-hmm. can you tell us a little bit about how the FAB Showcase helps network in the community?
Like you said, it does help identify who the students are that kind of rise to the top. The art teachers themselves, Eric Campbell, Ryan Benedetti, photography-wise, Britta Mangus, they are instrumental in helping these students. And I know when, you know, somebody becomes an accomplished artist, then they help them to identify colleges that would move them on, you know, and just encourage that talent that they have. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a networking there among the high school teachers and the college art teachers, and they can bring them together. Yeah.
Well, that's really helpful. So being that this year, we still see that, you know, we still have our restrictions that we're dealing with, unfortunately, we can't have the exciting in-house FAB showcase, but I did see that you and also your son, Patrick, had really helped out with the website. And I think he did a great job with, you know, doing all the sizing and everything for it. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about how the FAB showcase will work virtually?
Yeah, it was really an idea that came about last year after the fact. We, you know, the pandemic became real in March of last year. We have the FAB in April, so it caught us a bit off guard. But I was determined not to let it just be canceled. We had already started the raffle and the basket, the gift basket sales. So, and sponsorship letters had gone out. We had received some, you know, our sponsors are very generous in Butler. And I didn't want it just to let it be canceled and return the checks and everything. So came up with this idea of going virtually. I'm lucky, just blessed that, you know, I have my son, Patrick, who used to do the website for the Butler Blue Sox. And he trained, he went to Slippery Rock University, trained in website design. And I talked to him about it. He said, sure, we can do this. And then we had some meetings with Ryan Benedetti and Eric Campbell and put it together. We were determined not to let the pandemic hamstring us in any way. We just kind of met it head on. And through the efforts primarily of Patrick, but I'll certainly give Ryan and Britta and Eric kudos for helping and preparing, gathering all the artwork. They had to come in on, you know, there were no students at school. They were all at home, but they came in anyway and formatted all the artwork. We took photographs and then we let Patrick carry the ball from there. And it was just a grand success. And I'll mention that the sponsors, we reached out to all of them, said that, you know, we had planned an in-house, face-to-face kind of traditional fab, that it wasn't going to happen that way. It was going to go virtual. If you wanted to get a refund for the sponsorship, we were willing to send that check back. Nobody accepted that offer.
They
were willing to keep the, you know, allow us to keep the donations and benefit from that. So
that's so generous. That
shows the generosity of the patrons that we have in the Butler area.
That's wonderful. So John, before we go, where can we go to find out more information about the Fab Showcase?
Yeah, you can go to the foundation website. It's the Golden Tornado scholasticfoundation.com. I think on the district website, if you go to the district website, there's a link. I'll do a shout out for Cara Droney at the district who has helped us along the way, you know, publishing, getting the word out. And so through the district website or the Scholastic Foundation website, if you just Google Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation, it'll pop up. And it's right now, it's the virtual fab is the number one thing. That's the first thing that comes up on the page, and you'll be able to enter it from there. I'll also give a shout out to the music department, you know, Jeff Croner, Todd Karenbar, Brian Helsel, Dr. Helsel, you know, have been instrumental as well. You'll see a wonderful percussion instrumental piece as an opening for the fab this year.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, great. I'm glad it's so easy to find. And thank you so much for letting us know about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I know Armstrong is a patron of ours. You know, every year they come through and help us and to get the word out.
Right.
Like you're doing now. So
got to support the art. Yeah.
Yeah. We all work together, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The team effort.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Hey.
We'll see you next time on the Butler Buzz.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.